I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
A few weeks ago, I spoke with Sanjukta Mitra. She's 65 and a homemaker in Kolkata. She had just recovered from coronavirus and was talking about how lucky she was for getting bed number one at the COVID-19 ward of Kolkata's Medical College and Hospital. Of course, I asked her why, and she said that's how she met her COVID bondu. Her bondu was the occupant of bed number two, Vasudev Day, a 68-year-old civil lawyer. Initially, Sanjukta felt she was not going to survive. She spent the first 2 days in the ward lying on her bed, staring quietly at the ceiling and chanting prayers. But then suddenly she was like, no, I don't want to feel like this anymore. She thought that if she spoke to someone, she would feel better. And Desap was there. Desap was one of the 12 patients in the ward. Since Mitra and he were on adjoining beds, they started talking about their families. Soon they were talking about their lives before children and grandchildren. The songs they liked, the dishes they longed for, the gods they believed in, and what they would do once they were back home. They even meditated and exercised together. As Sanjukta told me, those moments kept them hopeful. It's been 6 months since both of them returned home, and they continue to stay in touch on WhatsApp. So lovely, right? While fighting a lonely battle against an invisible virus, they created this beautiful bond of friendship within the confines of a room. That is the importance of a social support system. It's going to be 9 months since the COVID outbreak started in India, and there are still many people who are not getting themselves tested. Instead of physically distancing ourselves from others, we are socially moving away. The loneliness and the fear of COVID are very real, but we all have to fight it together. Today's episode is about a community of people in West Bengal, which is fighting the stigma of COVID-19 and addressing the needs and fear of patients and their families with the help of those who have fought the disease. Hi, I'm Pooja Singh, the National Features Editor of Mint, and welcome to the third season of The Millennial Mind. Sanjukta always highlights the importance of a social support system when she participates in awareness campaigns virtually. These campaigns are organized by the COVID Care Network, the community of over 1,400 people in West Bengal. The idea of the network came in mid-May when Sanjukta's daughter, Mother Bilata, she's a model and a mountaineer, spoke to her over a doctor's phone while she was recovering from the virus. This is what exactly Mother Bilata told me. Throughout those 8 minutes of our conversation over a video call, Pooja, I could hear other patients say they also wanted to talk to me. That's when it hit me how lonely it could get inside. Across the city, Mother Bilata's friend Satyarup Siddhanta, who's also a mountaineer, was dealing with his own crisis at home. His uncle was showing symptoms of COVID-19 but wasn't ready to get himself tested. After much effort, he convinced his uncle to take the test.
My aunt kept saying he fell sick because he drank cold water.
The next big task was figuring out who would drive him to the testing center.
Nobody wanted to take the risk. His house was away from ours, so I couldn't take him.
Satyarup then called Mother Bilata for help. The experience she had had of dealing with her mother's COVID-19 diagnosis became a guide for Satyarup. Finally, a volunteer from a government hospital came home to test his uncle, who was hospitalized after he tested positive. The entire series of events helped give shape to the COVID Care Network. It has spread across 10 districts, including Kolkata and South 24 Parganas, since its launch on 1st of July. Founded by 7 people, including Madhu Bilata and Satyaroop, the self-funded network has a diverse set of people. They have doctors, medical students, lawyers, mountaineers, social workers, homemakers, who offer medical, physical, emotional, even financial help to those in need. They even organize street plays and bike rallies to raise awareness.
50% of the COVID battle is fought in the hospital, the rest in the community.
The network has also set up a 24/7 helpline to address general queries. It is attended to by over 300 medical students and interns. They also have an ambulance given by the state. Somdatta Satpathy, a doctor at a government hospital, takes helpline calls for 2 days at a time.
Initially, it used to be very overwhelming. The network got some 50,000 calls in the first 2 months. Most would call to ask about how they can get themselves tested. One question I got a lot was, I have tested positive, am I going to die? It was draining.
Now she receives 40 to 50 calls a day.
Maybe people have become more aware now, though I'm not sure. Did you see how many people were walking happily without masks during Durga Puja?
When Durga Puja festivities were in full swing, West Bengal saw a sudden spike in COVID-19 cases. Even during Diwali, there were so many people everywhere. I remember I was going to buy some groceries in my colony market, and people were out there buying diyas, mithais, decorations, as if it was a normal year. Some were not even wearing masks. And oh God, this is what I see so often. Many people were not even interested in covering their noses. I mean, what's the point of the mask then? And let's not even talk about the utter absence of physical distancing. That's one of the biggest challenges in fighting this virus, as Dr. Somdatta told me.
In order to put up a strong fight against the virus, people need to be physically and not socially distance ourselves. We need to be each other's bondhu. Only then we can win.
Our government can't fight this pandemic alone. The medical infrastructure is already too stressed. Our health workers are struggling. They've been working non-stop for months. And the number of cases is definitely not decreasing. And above all this, we are discriminating people for contracting a virus. In these past 8 months, while reporting, I've come across quite a few people who say they felt there was something wrong with them, but they decided not to get tested. Why? Because padosi kya kahenge? Are the neighbors or the relatives more important than your and your family's life?
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.